Hello, and welcome to another Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. This week's topic is ginger root. It wasn't too long ago you couldn't find ginger in the grocery stores, at least fresh. Now it's everywhere. Ginger powder, however, must have been another story, as gingerbread has been used in America since colonial days, traveling to New England on ship with rum, molasses, and other goods from the Caribbean. The first thing you notice when you take ginger is its hot, spicy nature, and so this root indeed has a heating and stimulating effect on a person. If you see nausea as a cold condition of the stomach, where digestion has shut down, then this could explain ginger's reputation as a remedy for nausea or stomach upset. This anti-nausea effect, in fact, is what ginger has gained a reputation for in recent years, and many research studies have borne this out. Here, the tincture, or liquid extract, may be more effective than the tea, at least in one study involving chemotherapy-induced nausea. I do know, however, that even the tea, bought in the store already in the little tea bags, is very effective as a digestive during mealtimes, which means it can help with burping or sluggish feeling after eating. Someone trying to cut back on coffee could substitute ginger tea, as this root's stimulating effect is not from caffeine. Ginger is a diaphoretic, meaning it can promote sweating in a person with a fever. It's been able to stop migraine headaches and to relieve arthritis pain. Indeed, I saw it listed under anodynes or painkillers in one of my herbal reference books. Ginger is very effective to relieve coughing, as I can personally vouch for. A sensitive person might want to be careful using moderate or higher doses in the evening, however, as this root definitely has stimulating effects on the person as a whole, although much less jittery than caffeine. The heart muscle, however, is apparently strengthened by ginger. I don't think coffee has been shown to do that. Safe for children, it can be given for colic. Ginger can be put in a formula for its general heating effects in a cold person. Ginger may help to prevent stroke and heart attacks, as it inhibits the formation of plaque inside blood vessels. Well, that was another Nature's Remedies by Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.